Welcome back to another report from the Ryder Cup. I've just seen Stuart Sink skin a shot out of the bunker across the green into the rough on the other side on the 15th hole in Celtic Manor. Quite extraordinary sort of thing I do myself. So things are still terribly evenly balanced. The Furyk and his partner, that wonderful young American player, have just pulled out a half against Westwood. Now, here we have an American in deep rough, above the green. If he's not careful, he'll run it off the green and down the other side. And if he's not even more careful, he won't even get the ball to the green. Through the grass, across the green, down the other side, and into the bunker. The crowd are loving it. These are two of the greatest players in the world, and they're actually playing like two hackers. So that's the kind of thing that the rest of us like to hear about. I'm going to stick with this hole. I remember it well. It's one that the pros can have a go at driving in one shot. It's a par four. Sink and Kuchar all square the match. Sink is back in the bunker the second time on the hole. Going to swing through the ball. He's a great bunker player. Ball pops up beautifully, pops down. Looks about 4 feet past the hole. That's what you call a professional golf shot. Now the Europeans are sitting dead pretty after a magnificent tee shot. So I think this hole will definitely go to Europe. It will go one up. Let's just see what happens next. We now have a guy in black. Black trousers, black top. Come in over the ball, puts the ball up. Foot and a half left of the hole. Be conceded. So McDowell and McIlroy go one up. Heading to the 16th hole. One of the nice things about Celtic Manor is that there's plenty of room for the crowd to walk around. It's a big open space. Okay, I'm now watching one of the heroes of today. These young Americans who are not used to playing in the Ryder Cup has hit a dreadful high shot across to the right-hand side of the green. Well, this little bit of report is going to give you the impression that the Americans are falling apart, but that's far from the case. Now, Luke Donald, on the 16th. Middle iron comes right through it. He's a fine straight hitter of the ball. I expect this to get on the green. Ah, he's 15 feet past the green, right over the flag. Past the flag, right on the green. He's a great, consistent player. Himself and Poulter, two English guys in blue, in blue-gray or blue, dark blue rig out. So it's looking at the moment as if it's Americans up in two, Europeans up in two, and all square in the other two. Interesting. The most interesting thing that's going to happen this evening is going to be how many more hours of golf am I going to get to watch? It's 3:30. I have hardly left the sofa all day. But at least I've seen Harrington get back into the game. And there have been some nice shots. So that's it. Talk to you later. Things are still ever so finely balanced.